This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live.
We also reach out. We reach out our arms with understanding and compassion to those who have lost loved ones because of police shootings, some justified, some unjustified. Those that are unjustified must be punished. Those that are justified, we must apologize to. It's time to make America safe again. It's time to make America one again. One America!
You know, I'll tell you, it's been a while since I've heard Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, be so passionate. And he was so right on in so many ways here, Scott. I would have liked him to finish out the concept of this is what he did. This is what his leadership, this is what leadership does for, you know, for a city, you know, for a nation. It leads the way. It doesn't look to polling evidence and, because what polling will tell you, and this is why I tell people all the time, polling will, it gives you a snapshot of what is today. And leadership will say, this is where we need to go. And the difference between where we are and where we need to go is what I refer to as the grief to happiness ratio. And sometimes there's going to be some grief to get to that point, but you need to have a leader that is there banging the vision, banging the drum of where we're going to keep people encouraged to say, okay, this is where we were, and we've incrementally moved the needle. We're now starting to move in the right direction to where people start to realize that they are benefiting from good policy as they did in New York. But what happens with leadership and with the people, it requires both parties involved. It requires a people that are willing to go through that process, that grief to happiness ratio. Are they fed up enough? Is America fed up with the status quo that they really are willing to, buy into a change? You know, we had our last president went through two administrations and says, hey, this is change you can believe in. Well, I am not sure after 8 years if it's anything we can believe in. It's change that's turned into a nightmare. I mean, he said he was going to fundamentally change America, and when he said that, I go, uh-oh, what does that mean? And here it is, 8 years later, we're looking back, and what it meant is we're going to be more in debt, we're going to have less people working, we're going to have more people relying on the government. owing their soul to the company store is Tennessee Ernie Ford. If you remember that song and everything that that represents, this is what America, today's America, is starting to look like. It's becoming more and more socialistic. And I saw this when I was in Ireland, as I was talking with Sam earlier. It is a slow creep, and this is what's happening. People are abandoning their dreams. They're letting go of their desires and their hard work ambitions, and they're subordinating them to the company store, to the federal government. And at what cost, ladies and gentlemen? I believe the cost is dire, and we need to wake up.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You can find out how you can connect with any one of our 280-plus affiliates around this great country of ours or anywhere in the world via shortwave. Great to have you along with us. For more, if you want to be in contact with me, by the way, and get involved in the conversation, by all means, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest has an interesting background, and his book, Debunking Utopia, Exposing the Myth of Nordic Socialism, is, in many ways, it's his story. Nima Sanandaji is with us right now, and Nima is an author and researcher of Kurdish-Iranian origin who migrated to Sweden as a child and grew up in a welfare-supported family. Nima, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very good. I just traveled from Europe to Washington, D.C., so I'm a bit jet-lagged, but I'm very happy to be on the show.
Well, good to have you with us. You're the president of the European Center for Entrepreneurship and Policy Reform. Explain to our audience what that position means and what you do.
Well, yes. So what I do is I work a lot with public policy in various roles. I've written more than 100 public policy reports and around 20 books about policy politics. And most of this work is about Sweden and other northern European welfare states. So I'm a bit of an expert on that issue, and that's why I've written this book, Debunking Utopia, because there seems to be an obsession in America with introducing Nordic-style democratic socialism, and I just want to, you know, point out what would that mean for America if the Democrats actually managed to get to their vision.
Well, and I appreciate you doing that, Nima, because, in our educational hallways and classrooms today, the popular contemporary thought, and especially on display with the following that Bernie Sanders was able to generate and how he was able to connect with these young millennials, is that they have a very, controlled and, you might say, jaded perspective about this Nordic socialism. So Debunking Utopia, your new book, couldn't come at a better time because others are asking, okay, what is it about Bernie Sanders? What is it that we don't understand about Nordic socialism that Bernie Sanders and I would say some progressives in the Democratic Party are embracing?
Yeah, let me give you a background. I wrote a book last year, actually, that came out in Europe on the same topic. And that book has gained a lot of international attention. It's been translated in full and part to like Spanish, German, French, Farsi, Korean, Polish, Japanese translation coming up. And the thing is that Nordic democratic socialism is used by the left in many, 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 many countries as the ideal. So the left doesn't say anymore we want communism. The left doesn't say we want Venezuelan socialism. They say, no, no, no. We want Danish social democracy. We want Swedish social democracy. And what I show in my work, really, with a lot of data, is socialism is not successful in Nordic countries. Their culture is successful. And what happened was that WND Books, they told me, you know, Bernie Sanders is making these ideas very popular in the United States, and could you please write a book? And I wrote this book, Debunking Utopia, which is actually officially released tomorrow for the U.S. book market. And what I explain in the book is Bernie Sanders is not alone. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, one thing they have in common is their ideal society is not American society. It is Nordic welfare states. I mean, that's very obvious. Their ideal society is Nordic-style democratic socialism.
I find it ironic that the very thing that the Nordic people and that other people affected by socialism and this idea, that's the very thing they want to move away from, while the United States seems to be running to it. You probably think, you know, and shake your head and say, these people have no idea what's going to come upon them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, I really, of course, it's my book, but I really recommend people to, if they have time, if they're interested, buy and read this book, Debunking Utopia, because I explain a number of things. First of all, Nordic societies are successful because they're capitalist. They're pro-market, and throughout their history, they've been very much pro-market. Secondly, Nordic countries, their social success, their level of income equality, their low levels of poverty, their long lifespans. You know what? That's not a result of social democracy. I show this very conclusively. When Nordic countries didn't have big welfare states, they were more socially successful than today. And another point I show...
Why is that?
Why is that? Well... Okay, so, you know, let me just give you an example. So if you listen to public national radio in the U.S., they explain, and of course the New York Times and many other liberals explain this. They say, you know what, the Danes have a better society than Americans. The Danes live 1.5 years longer than Americans, and you know what, the Danes have socialized medicine. The Danes have a big welfare state that takes care of you if you're sick. And I explain, yeah, both those things are true, but historically, when Denmark was a low-tax country, when Denmark even had lower taxes than the United States, the difference in lifespan was much bigger. It was 2.4 years. So actually, while Denmark has been introduced a large welfare state, the difference in lifespan has shrunk. So the reason for Nordic countries having long lifespans is not socialism, it's not socialized healthcare, it's their culture. Nordic people, they, you know, they go in the forest, they take long hikes, they eat healthy food, they eat fish, and because of that, they're healthy. You know what? If I had like 5 minutes with Bernie Sanders and just told him these facts, I really, you know, I really would want to do that. One of the funny things to me is that the Nordic country which has the longest lifespan is Iceland. And Iceland is the Nordic country which never has introduced social democracy in the same way as other countries. It's their culture that makes them successful economically and socially, and that is the reason for why Americans who have a Nordic ancestry, you know, Scandinavian Americans,
yes,
they have much higher prosperity levels than their cousins in Nordics. Scandinavian Americans are like 50% more prosperous than their cousins in the Nordics. They have much, much lower high school dropout rates. They have much lower unemployment rates. And this would, I think, astonish Bernie Sanders. Nordic Americans have significantly lower poverty rates than Nordic people.
But so, to your point, you know, it's all about the culture. It's not about, yeah, it's not a government or socialism that's doing it. This is something that's part of the woof and warf, the DNA, let's say, of the Nordic people.
Yeah, and this is important. I mean, this is important even if you don't care about the Nordics, because the Nordics are being used as the main argument for why social democracy should be introduced in America. If you break this argument, you don't have a case.
Nima, let's keep it right there. We're going to pick it up on the other side of the break. Dr. Nima Sanandaji is with us, and we've got more from him in his book, Debunking Utopia, on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
This Friday,
my family, they deserve justice.
What is your name?
Benna.
Best-selling author Rick Warren declares, Ben-Hur has it all. Heart-stopping action. It's an emotional roller coaster.
You cannot fight them in the streets.
There is a way.
Joel Osteen, senior pastor of Liquid Church, raves, it's spectacular, compelling, and stunning.
Win the race. Win our freedom.
You should have killed me. I will.
Shine your light, brother!
Ben-Hur, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, Real D 3D and IMAX 3D Friday.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Love me, loves all of you,
Love your curves and all your edges.
Welcome back, America. All Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with Dr. Nima Sanandaji and his book, Debunking Utopia, Exposing the Myth of Nordic Socialism. In the first segment, we were talking about the great misunderstanding that we're holding here in the West about Nordic socialism. You know, what is real and what is perceived and what, you know, what's being thrust upon the West, particularly here in the United States, about this utopian socialism, that somehow the Nordics have it all down, and if only America would embrace their ideals, we would live longer, everybody would be happier, socialized medicine would be just the perfect answer. And Nima has lived under the welfare state. He has been studying this for many years. He is also the president of a think tank that just continues to study entrepreneurship and policy reform, and this is through the European Center for Entrepreneurship and Policy Reform. And so he's previously written 20 books, a number of which have had considerable attention internationally. And we're honored to have Dr. Nima with us to debunk this utopian concept that we have here in the West. Nima, I want you to pick up where we left off, you know, right before we went to the break, in terms of what you were explaining about this great myth that is existing here in the West about Nordic socialism.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, as I said, last year I wrote a book on this very topic, and it gained a lot of international attention, much more than I could envision. And in very unlikely places, like India, like South Latin America loved it, Eastern Europe. And I realized more and more that what's happening is that global left is using the Nordic countries as a main argument for socialism. And that's why this is important. That's why Debunking Utopia is an important book, I think, for Americans. Not because you should care about Sweden and Denmark, but because you should care about the fact that the vision Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and many, 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 many others on the left have is to turn America into a Nordic welfare state, into Nordic democratic socialism. The funny thing is, if you actually look at the Nordic countries, you realize a number of the first one, and I really explain this with a lot of data in the book, Nordic countries are successful because they have a culture of hard work, culture of individual responsibility. That is what made them successful, and that is what made them successful before they introduced a large welfare state, and that is what creates a situation, I explained, that Nordic Americans are much more successful than their cousins in the Nordics. And I also show a number of other things. One of them is that the welfare states of Nordic societies, you know, they're not only hindering economic development, but they're slowly, slowly, gradually destroying the working ethics, destroying the responsibility ethics of the people, and they've created a class of socially poor in countries like Sweden and Denmark. Because a group of socially poor, which are trapped in welfare dependency.
Well, and we're doing the same thing here in America with the entitlement base. It continues to expand, and less people are contributing and carry the day. You know, I can't help but think, Nima, that if you unleashed the full power and potential of the people there in Nordic, just based on those two issues of culture, hard work, and responsibility, the GDP of these Nordic countries would go right through the roof, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I show in my book that Nordic countries used to have very, very capitalist economic policies. They used to have small governments, free markets, and in many ways they used to be more capitalist than the United States. And then this changed. And when this changed, when government expanded, Nordic societies, you know, they fell behind. And it would be even more prosperous with low taxes. But you know what? Take Denmark as an example. Bernie Sanders' favorite country is Denmark, right?
Yes, right.
Because they have high taxes. But you know what? In virtually every other regard, Denmark is a more market-oriented country than the United States. Did
really?
You know that?
No, I did not know that.
In the Index of Economic Freedom, Denmark has the same score as the United States. Because, yes, they do have high taxes and a generous welfare state, but they have much more liberal regulations than the United States. They're very much pro-capitalist. The Danish prime minister recently came to the U.S. I think he gave a speech at Harvard University, and he said, stop saying that we are socialists. We are not socialists. We are a market economy. He told this to his students. And another funny thing about Denmark, I really, really, if I had 5 minutes with Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, I would tell them, you know what, the former government in Denmark was run by the Social Democrats. And the Social Democrats in Denmark, whilst in power, they began a nationwide discussion. And that discussion, you know what it was about? It was about creating a new welfare state, which is, they basically said, we can't have this welfare state. We can't have a system where people live off government. We should have the competition state, where, you know, we have basic public services, but people don't rely on government as they do today for their living. So the Danish Social Democrats themselves are challenging the idea of this welfare state. And in America, the liberals think that Danish-style welfare state is the future. While in the Nordic countries, the Social Democrats are weak, they're not in power, and even the Social Democrats realize that this democratic socialism, it's a lost idea. It's not a popular idea in the Nordics. It's been tested.
Well, how do you sustain it? Yeah, how do you sustain it? That's the deal, and they can figure it out. I'm curious, Nima, what about career politicians, the career politicians in America versus career politicians, in Denmark?
Well, I mean, I guess that's two questions. You said, how can you sustain it? Well, the Nordic countries sustain a large welfare state because, first of all, they have the best working ethics in the planet. They have, you know, trust, individual responsibility, and they have a lot of education. So, you know, high taxes and a big government, shrinks down the economy, but they kind of compensate for this by having all these working ethics. And secondly, they sustain it by having a lot of market reforms.
Well, makes sense. That makes sense to me. And we only got about a minute left here. But my core question is, the politicians in America, a lot is influenced by the desire of politicians to get reelected and hold on to office. We have career politicians, and their reason to exist and what they do in promoting a welfare-minded, entitled-minded state is to keep them in office. Is there something similar or antithetical to that that exists in Denmark?
Absolutely. What's happened in Nordic countries is that the Social Democrats used to be the Workers' Party. Currently, they have more and more become the party of those people who are living on government support. And what's happened is that the workers in Denmark, Sweden, and other Nordic countries have turned to parties which are like center-right populist parties, and like Donald Trump parties. So, yes, right. The Social Democrats are losing the working class because they have slowly become the parties of the people dependent on welfare support. That's what's happening.
Well,
if that answers
your question. It does, and it stands to reason. And this is what I want people to understand is that, you know, part of the contributing difference is here in America, we have politicians that survive by convincing people, we'll give you more goodies. So they expand the entitlement base. The entitlement base is allowed to vote for greater expansion of the very thing that's that they resent in part, because they're giving up their dreams and their own ambition and self-worth for the sake of the government and the Hillary Clintons of the world that are going to tell them, hey, we're your mama, we're your daddy, and we can take care of you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say the same thing has already happened in Nordic countries. And, you know,
But probably not as bad as it is in America. Nima, we got to have you back. Congratulations on the book. I appreciate the time that you've given us today. Your book, which is available by the time people hear this, it'll be available all over the country, Debunking Utopia, Exposing the Myth of Nordic Socialism. It'll be linked on our website at omartinezlive.com. Dr. Nima Sanandaji has been with us. Nima, thank you so much. Have yourself a blessed day.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out of pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Go ahead, we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, as I always say. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. With us right now, the one and only Horace Cooper. Horace, of course, is co-chair of the Project 21, former assistant law professor at the Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University in Virginia, legal commentator and formal legal counsel for a U.S. House of Representatives majority leader. Horace, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, I'm here in Kauai. I mean, it's not bad other than it's early. That's it, you know. So living the rough life, you know. It is good, and especially as we're celebrating the birth of our new grandson, Jackson William. Will I am, I say. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, little cutie, and all is well. Mom, dad, grandparents, everybody. So they're settling in, and he's back home in Maui. He was born in Oahu last Wednesday. And so he's in Maui with family and, you know, getting loved up and, you know, just starting to experience life. I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine. Every day you look at him, he's still only a couple of days old, you know. but it is very cool. It's been quite a blessing. Horace, sadly, you know, we come together to talk about, again, these riots that are occurring in our country. Of course, Milwaukee since Saturday night. But prior to Saturday night, reportedly, Sheriff Clark said there were something like 9 people shot and killed, you know, leading into it. So it would seem that what happened Saturday night was more of an excuse to riot than the reason for.
Well, the narrative of why you're supposed to riot, and it gets hard for people of goodwill to understand and comprehend, one, why engage in mayhem ever, but two, the narrative had been because there is this threat that white officers are gunning down blacks with impunity. In this particular instance, the officer in question wasn't a white officer. He wasn't even a Latino officer like we've had in a couple of cases. He happened to be another black man. So now we're really, really confused. And the person that he ended up having to shoot was carrying a stolen weapon with an oversized clip capable and in fact was holding 27 rounds and had aimed it at the officer. So I'm a little very, very much confused on what basis would it be appropriate to in any way protest when what should have been said was, I'm going to say it, a righteous kill. These are the predators that threaten the rest of the community. And we ought to be thanking the officers for seeing to it that those people aren't a continuing and ongoing threat.
Well, this same man, Horace, to your point, was charged in two incidents involving guns a month apart in the summer of 2014. So he had a well-established pattern. I mean, a pattern that even his father couldn't help but admit and took responsibility for as being a poor fatherly example to his son, 23, now dead.
One of the things that I've been most troubled by is this thesis that any black American who has an encounter with law enforcement is the same as every black American having an encounter with law enforcement. This guy was not Rosa Parks. This guy was not someone that we should celebrate. And in fact, one of the things that Sheriff Clark, the Milwaukee Sheriff, County Sheriff, has been explaining is when law enforcement is called in, it's because we have exhausted all of the other options. Dads aren't in the picture.
Yes,
the schools aren't working. All of the government programs that we keep hearing about funding more and more and more aren't working. And then when these people come and they threaten overwhelmingly the very people who live in the community, why would you rally around the right of those thugs and criminals to continue to prey on the community?
Well, what I'm concerned about, Horace, here is that you could get a military-style reaction to where the police say the only way to address this issue and kind of lance this boil. I mean, clearly, this is coming out of something that has not been addressed for years. I mean, what has happened in terms of the makeup of Milwaukee, what has been socially engineered there, I will say, because of some political policies and one-party policies, has set this thing up. But you're going to open this thing up potentially to where police could come in and just say, look, we're just going to lance this bill. It's going to be very painful, but we're just going to come in and get all the bad guys out as quickly as we can. And, you know, and I just hope that that doesn't become, you know, the main reason here, that there really is some redress here to the real problems that have been created over the years. And it's not been something that's happened overnight. This has been going on for quite a while, as you're aware there in this, you know, in this area of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Well, here's what I would say. There is no possibility for education to occur, for investment to occur, for job creation to occur, for real estate values to rise if there is not security. What we are seeing are various no-go Black Lives Matter zones appearing all across the country. And we have to be serious and understand this. Grandmas, other young adults, people who are trying to figure out how to get through the public high schools, if they aren't given the space to actually do what they do, they suffer. And all too often, the poorest of the poor, they don't have the choices that everybody else has. Almost everybody else who can left Detroit. They're leaving Baton Rouge, New Orleans. They're leaving all of these other places to get away from this. And the people that are left behind are literally walking around, and the predators are going after them left and right over the last 18 to 24 months. So we absolutely need a conversation about what we can do about education, about investment, about real estate values needing to rise. But none of that can happen if we don't have a secure place to operate.
So what are you saying there, Horace? Are you saying that the police really need to move in much more aggressively with the focus on security, you know, for the local people there, because that is where it's all going to begin, and what gives you the foundation in which you can move forward?
Absolutely. I don't know if you got a chance to read through the Department of Justice FBI report. They issue a scathing assault on the police department that is completely and totally unfounded and untethered to reality. Apparently, it's the police department's job to deal with mental health issues in Baltimore. Apparently, sex trafficking and the victims therein, the treatment and socialization of those people, they blame the police department. It's a 164-page report, and only about 5 pages have anything to do with what the media says the problem was, which is that police officers are mistreating black victims. When you look at this report, what you see, if you take its advice and its recommendations, it will be open season on the most vulnerable of people who are stuck in the community and who cannot get away from it, who cannot escape from it. It is cruel, it is harsh, and that's the kind of concern that we ought to be having. Why aren't we bolstering the role of the law enforcement community? Why are we attacking it when it is the front line to protect the rest?
Well, maybe it has to get even worse, Horace, before it gets better. As you know how these things evolve, it is quite the process, and it is one that saddens America as they look on Milwaukee and sees what's going on. And also we see the threats in other communities, as you pointed out, whether it's Baltimore or Louisiana and on and on. Horace Cooper on Bill Martinez Live. Horace, thank you so much. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have, country of ours, being shortwave around the world, thank you for joining in on Bill Martinez Live. With us right now is the one and only David Bozell. David is president of For America, the largest of its kind, award-winning national grassroots organization championing American exceptionalism. Yes, we said exceptionalism rather proudly because, David, I think we've earned it, haven't we?
Bill, thanks, man. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it. And we have.
Yeah.
We need more of it.
Good to have you here.
You know, it's good to finally have a candidate that's, you know, talking about those types of issues as well.
Well, when we've had a president that has been apologizing, I guess, for our hard work and what we've earned. In fact, I think it's quite interesting. There's a commercial out right now which talks about, you know, America, and it's basically an immigrant and, you know, this celebrity, I can't remember his name, and maybe you know it, who comes on and talks about, you know, well, what, it, well, you know, so what has America done except started its own country from nothing and, you know, all these advancements that we've provided not only for the United States citizens, but also for the world.
Right.
You know, he says, well, I guess it's okay. And at the end, he's waving the. He has become an American citizen. Not when you have a proven track record of success, regardless of what some progressives and those of a particular person to believe.
Well, then he had, you know, some of the videos that you saw at the Democratic National Convention, like you said, apologizing for America's exceptionalism. Not only just apologizing, but basically telling the American people that they're not responsible for any of their own success. That's been kind of a plank of the Democratic Party, really since Obama, when he famously said, you know, you didn't build that. Government is, as far as Democrats are concerned, it is government that has been responsible for your success. This is a clear distinction. Between what the Republicans are offering and the Democrats are offering in this cycle. If you want more government, if you want another $1 trillion worth of spending, if you want government on your back and on your case. And if you want an increased regulatory state where you can't maneuver your small business, then by all means, Hillary Clinton is going to be your candidate. If you want government off your case, if you want to know, to want the freedom to grow your small business, Trump has got to be the vote this November.
Well, David Buzzell, unfortunately, millennials and so much of America, I'd say 35, maybe 40%, has been preconditioned by the Democratic Party to rely on them. They are the government of everything. They have become their mommy, their daddy, and they have set they have really set the stage and prejudiced and really poisoned the waters to where people don't know better. You can hit them with the facts and say, look, it's bigger government and more money, bigger debt, and they just say, so what? I got mine. It doesn't matter. I think there's something greater that they have to realize that they're losing. And for me, I look at it and say, what is your dream worth? What are the passions that drive you and keep you up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Those are being subordinated. Those are being let go for the sake of a check today from the government. And meanwhile, you're being stifled and you're missing out on an opportunity to grow in the marketplace, because every year that you sit back and collect a check from the government is one less year that you're investing in your future and your education and the force that you could become in the marketplace, because you've relied on the wrong person or people, in this case the government, instead of yourself. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes total sense, Bill. And how about the fact that it's just completely unsustainable? I mean, look at Obamacare. Just in the last couple of months, just yesterday,
right,
with Aetna getting out of 70% of the counties that it participates in the Obamacare exchange market. It's a completely unsustainable system. And you're talking about this idea that you're going to cover everyone with pre-existing conditions or anyone under the age of 26, and then with no healthy people signing up because there's no penalty or the penalty is too small, or they're lazy, or what have you. It's a completely unsustainable system. Conservatives warned about this for years, ever since this idea was put forth to the American people. Why the Republicans fund this program at every opportunity, despite the fact that it is crumbling underneath us, throwing bad money after bad, is beyond me. This is the kind of thing that the Republicans in Congress would draw a line in the sand and said, look, the market has spoken. Two of the biggest insurance companies in the country, United Health and Aetna, are bailing. One of the only big ones left are the Blues, Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is the type of program that Congress is constitutionally mandated to be a steward of our taxpayer resources. If you were just going to rubber stamp this stuff.
Exactly.
Why do Republicans not own Obamacare as much as Democrats at this point? They've funded it, I think, 7-8 times now at every opportunity. I wish this was the kind of thing that they could really make, this could be for a force for good, or October surprise. The Republicans had their political wits about them, saying, you know what? We are going to protect the resources of the American people, and we're no longer going to fund this program, because it's not doing anybody a lick of good. And we're going bankrupt because of it.
Well, David, this groundswell, and as well as I do, especially you, because you're real close to the heartbeat of the grassroots movement that's going on, and it's one that the media has missed. It's the one that 16 other GOP presidential primary candidates missed. And that is, exactly to your point. There have been times when we could have led this country out of the morass that it's in, but it's lacked leadership, it has lacked intestinal fortitude, and now you have a guy who comes on the scene, and instead of getting behind him and helping him out, and I say helping him out in terms of helping to finesse the message here. Donald Trump is not a politician. He's a business guy. He fixes things. And right now, this country is in need of a, kind of a Chapter 11 attorney, guy or CEO who comes in and cleans up the mess. And if America ever needed one, it is today. Otherwise, to your point,
we continue down this road of unsustainability?
Well, so, look, I, on a personal level, I'm on the short side of 40, Bill. By the time Hillary Clinton is done, I'll be on the short side of 50. I'll have spent 35% of my voting life underneath a President Clinton. So my risk tolerance for Donald Trump is extraordinarily high. I don't know everything he purports to put across the finish line when it comes to fixing the federal government that we're living underneath its thumb. There are certainly some wild cards, but I'm willing to take that chance because I know what Hillary Clinton brings to the table, which is more debt, increased spending, increased government regulation, and a dying culture where we just look like Europe. Europe is a continent is dying. This is why Great Britain left, because they wanted their own identity back and they wanted to control their fate. And I think this is what Donald Trump is going to bring. He was certainly more persuasive than the 16 other candidates. Can't argue with 15 million votes. I think he's struggling in the polls for sure. There's no doubt about that at this point. But I think it's closer, and what we're seeing online, the enthusiasm for him is still very, very real and very, very enthusiastic. And that's going to be a plus for him. He's got 2.5 months now to right the ship. Anything can change, and almost certainly will. And so I think he'll be fine. The debates will be, especially the first one, Bill, I think will be the most watched and most important presidential debate of all time. But I don't really like to see it from some of my friends in the conservative movement, the Never Trumpers, I guess. Somebody said on Twitter the other day, and I kind of like the analogy, is like betting against the horse and then rooting against or working to defeat the horse. You don't have anything, it just stay out of it. I mean, I understand you're set your alarm clock for November the 9th, and we'll see you then if you don't want to, help defeat Hillary Clinton. That would be my message to kind of the Never Trump crowd is, I understand you lost, and I understand you're bitter. You sound bitter, but it's time to move on and help defeat Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, the opportunity is to take away from the primary and the messaging that Donald Trump has put out there. Okay, ignore those things that are rough and that don't, rhyme with your reason in terms of some social conscience. That's fine and well. But I think there's some clear distinctions between these candidates. I mean, Phyllis Schlafly, who wrote the book it's a choice, not an echo. I mean, it could never be so true. The Republican Party had that opportunity to be a Democrat Party. That has been the problem over the years. So, to your we have a grand opportunity. On deck to come alongside if our desire is to get this country back on track. Yes, it may be a little inartful because we've knocked down the walls of political correctness and we're calling it for what it is. And
right.
But let's get on board and move this thing right.
It's all about, be a solution provider, not a problem creator. That's what I think.
Exactly. David Bogart. Well, I'm Bill Martinez Live. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.